My name is Gottfried Hutter. I'm the founder and chairman of the Temple Project Association, which is has been founded after 9/11, after I realized that the symbolic center of the whole Middle East conflict is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, or as the Muslims call it, Al-Haram al-Sharif. That's when I started my initiative. You know, to start with, I am a Catholic theologian. I spent 1 year in a Muslim community in Cairo, and so I got to know Islam quite well. I later got involved with spiritual Judaism, so I got also to know Judaism quite well. And after 9/11 happened, I knew there was something I had to do. And this is when I started this initiative. Yeah, the problem was only that for 1800 years, the Jews were not living there. After the destruction of their temple by the Romans in the year 70, there was another Jewish upheaval. And the Romans came back in the year 132. And killed many Jews and drove all the people out of the area of Jerusalem. And afterwards, they had made a law that Jews were prohibited to enter this land. And so they could not enter this land the whole period until the Muslims came, because before that time it was Roman Empire. And after the Muslims came, the Muslims took the possession of the Temple Mount, and so again they could not do anything here. And so they were excluded up until the 19th century, when after so much persecution of the Jews, Jews got the idea, we need some place where we can live in safety. And this is when the idea arose that Jews return to their biblical homeland and for good, to have their own land where they can live in safety. And this was called Zionism. And with the word Zionism, so many bad happenings are connected. Actually, this was the idea originally. What became of it, I think, was contributed by the Muslims who were offended by the Jews moving back into their own heartland, because the Muslim Ummah had the Sharia law that everybody who was living within the realm of Sharia had to subordinate themselves to Islam. But now the Jews were returning to this country, but they refused to subordinate to Islam. And this was an offense for the Muslims. And so they didn't tolerate them. That's why they fought a war.